Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know if you saw this in the news, but troops are going to be deployed to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, National Guard troops, as well as police and other security forces, because in the wake of 9/11, we are afraid that there could be any kind of a terror attack anywhere. And so if there's a major event, Super Bowl, or even the Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where the groundhog is taken out of a little cage and people... You ever see Groundhog Day? They have a huge party in this little Pennsylvania town when the groundhog comes out of his cage or whatever to see if he sees his shadow. And, you know, fearing that there could be some kind of an attempt by terrorists, there will be a deployment, a significant deployment of troops to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which is where they have Groundhog Day. Now, I know that one of our guys in school, one of our kids was planning, along with his class, a trip to Washington, D.C., a field trip last fall. And they called it off after 9/11. And then this questionnaire went around to all the parents. We'd like to reschedule the field trip to Washington, D.C. for the spring. All in favor, just check yes, and all opposed, check no. Do you know that the only parents who said, yeah, let's go for it, were Marie and I? We're the only ones that checked yes. Every single other parent said, no way. Far be it from me to judge, but exactly what is it they're afraid is going to happen? Don't you think a plane load of 11-year-old kids would be the most terrifying thing to have to be able to control for a hijack? Well, I don't know. But in any event, this is the fear. And Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police in Hawthorne, California. Citizens Auxiliary Police is a sort of an adjunct to the police, the volunteer police agency, correct, Jay?
That's correct, Bill.
What is your charter, your mission statement?
Well, Phil, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is just here to take a peek over the shoulder of our police officers. There are some things that we might be able to see that they miss.
But you don't have any official connection to the police, right?
We take a peek over their shoulders is how I'd like to put it. So whether we have an official connection with them or not, I don't think it has really much to do with anything. I think we're there to help them out. We're there to manage crowd control. We're there for security reasons. Whether we have an official relationship with them, I'm not sure I understand the nature of your question.
Well, all right, never mind. You're a volunteer police agency of citizens, right?
That is absolutely correct, Phil.
Now, the press release that you guys sent out today says that you will be also sending Citizens Auxiliary Police officers to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, because of the terrorist threat?
First of all, the number one concern that I had was that there will be children in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, young children who are going to be watching the groundhog come out of his cage. And I know it's all in good fun, but we have been noting for the last few years that more and more children are going, and we think it is improper, given the area where the groundhog is kept, Gobbler's Knob. We realize that Gobbler's Knob in and of itself is they don't mean anything by it. We just think it's appropriate.
I don't understand. You don't think it's appropriate for kids to go see the groundhog?
No, we find the children seeing the groundhog is one thing. But we think sending children to a place called Gobbler's Knob is sexualizing our children a little young, at kind of a young age. We think it's very inappropriate. We think the adults who are in charge of this Groundhog Day, or whatever you want to call it, should have been a little bit more mindful of the children. That's all.
Well, why are you saying it's sexually charged? You're saying the name Gobbler's Knob.
We are saying the name Gobbler's Knob, absolutely.
Well, Gobbler's Knob is not sexual.
Keep in mind, I realize it's all in good fun. We realize there's no ill intent. But there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the Pennsylvania Auxiliary Militia, we will travel there early next week in anticipation of Groundhog Day. And we are simply asking the kids under the age of 18 not be present near the Gobbler's Knob area.
Because of what?
Because we do not want... I'll say it again if you want me to...
You're afraid that young children... Or any kid under the age of 18 going to Gobbler's Knob is going to be sexualized.
Absolutely. And here is the reason why.
Yeah, but they didn't, when they named it that, it had nothing to do with sex. You understand that?
I do understand that.
and you realize that nobody in Punxsutawney wants to sexualize a child.
I understand that as well, Phil.
But you still think it's damaging?
I think it is. I think personally, and it is the official position of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I think it's an insult to families who want to go and have a good time to have children go to a place called Gobbler Knob. I don't know. I don't know the history of the place. The Citizens Auxiliary Police has always been there to help take a peek over the shoulder of the police and give a helping hand. But you allow school children, many of them on field trips, to go to a place called Gobbler's Knob, which is a name that has sexual implications. And I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. We are not going to allow it. And that's why we have started this operation.
Well, you have an operation called Not With My Child, and that is to keep underage kids away from Gobbler's Knob because you think that the name is sexually charged.
That is absolutely correct. And
where, what? Okay, is this? How are you going to keep the kids away? There's a lot of questions I have to ask you, so I'm going to give our phone number out. All right, Jake?
That is fine, Phil. Children, aka young boys, are innocent in the connotations of Gobbler's Knob. The kids don't know what it means. As adults, we have to protect them.
But nobody at Punxsutawney named it Gobbler's Knob.
I don't know.
Are you intimating that the people of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, when they started having Groundhog Day, called it Gobbler's Knob because it's sexual?
I have no idea. I'm not going to comment at this time.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are going to Punxsutawney, and they're going to try to direct children away from Gobbler's Knob, which is where the groundhog is put on display because of the name Gobbler's Knob.
Phil, if I could give you some background.
Well, I'd like you to, because you admit that you don't think it's sexual. You admit that the people there don't have any ill intent.
But I think that the adults in charge of the groundhog celebration should have been a little bit more mindful of the well-being of the kids. As adults, we don't take any sexual meaning from it. The kids, though, I think, being allowed to go to a place called Gobbler's Knob, I think that they deserve better.
Well, what was the background you wanted to give me?
So, as a young man, and this is a little bit difficult to talk about, but I think it'll give you some background as to how these children can be damaged. I was a young man. I was injured receiving oral sex. I'm not proud of that. I am not proud of the fact that I was in the company of a prostitute. That was my youth.
I understand.
And that is what I did. I am not circumcised, and the prostitute that I was with was wearing braces. It's very difficult for me to talk about, but as a result, I was scarred. And I'm sure you understand the phrase Gobbler's Knob conjures...
You're telling me the phrase Gobbler's Knob frightens you.
It frightens me, and what I'm trying to do is keep the kids away from the fear that I feel.
Jay, if you had an experience with a prostitute as a young man, I think it's very forthcoming of you to talk about that and that it was injurious to you.
That is correct.
But to automatically make the leap that because you were physically injured, is that correct?
I was physically injured, and I do have some medical photographs that we're going to take with us to Punxsutawney. Citizens Auxiliary Police will have a booth, by the way, Phil, in the Gobbler's Knob area. We've also mailed pictures to a lot of school districts that might be planning field trips. If we can help it, they won't.
So you're actively trying to keep kids away and schools from going to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, simply because they called this place Gobbler's Knob and that you were injured by a prostitute wearing braces. Is that correct?
You know, Phil, I can hear your laughter. And
I'm not laughing. I want to know if I've got this correct.
It makes me very nervous, the thought of busloads of kids heading to Gobbler's Knob, completely innocent of the danger of that term.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Manali on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Santos.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling. I lived in the Pittsburgh area, was born and raised near Punxsutawney.
Yes, ma'am.
That place has always been called Gobbler's Knob for a very logical reason, and I'm talking for over 150 years.
I have no doubt.
It was excellent hunting area for wild turkeys, hence the name Gobbler.
Right.
And it is in a mountain range, and this particular spot is a knob in the mountain, and that is why they call it Gobbler's Knob.
Ma'am, I have no doubt.
Excuse me, I'm talking. anyone that places any sexual connotation on it, they're the ones with the perverted mind.
Ma'am, I think it is in the best interest of our children, who are sexualized at a far too young of an age.
I think it's in the best interest of our children if there are sick people like you that could take a part of our heritage in the area and turn it and twist it into something that is totally perverse.
Ma'am, I did not name it.
You have no understanding. You're right. You've never been there.
I didn't name it.
You have no understanding of why it was named that, but you're going to go off on some tangent because your mind goes in that direction.
Ma'am, I find it insulting.
There's a historic, logical reason for it to be called what it's called.
I understand that.
And I'm just very glad that I have nothing to do with your volunteer organization. Thank you. And thank you,
Henry.
I appreciate it.
Well, ma'am, what are you hanging up? Hello? All right. Go ahead, Jay.
I think that pretty much shows the courage of that caller. What I wanted to say, Phil, was that Gobbler's Knob, I didn't name it. It's not a place that I've been to. She's right. It is also not a place I would freely take a child to. I think our children are being sexualized at a very early age. I think they are aware of a variety of sexual topics. And to take them to a place under the guise of watching a groundhog to predict whether there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter or 3 more weeks, I don't even know what it's about. I find it suspicious, and I think at this point, until the people in that area can find another name for Gobbler's Knob, we keep the children out of there. Now, I was injured by a prostitute at a time in my life when I probably should have been a little bit smarter, but I was. I hear the name Gobbler's Knob, and
okay, you were injured. Was your penis injured?
Yes, it was.
All right, so it's traumatic for you. It may not be traumatic for a kid.
No, it may not be traumatic for a kid, but it is a name, nonetheless, that is charged with sexual connotation. And the thing I was going to say to that lady before she hung up was simply this. Just because she knows the history of the name of Gobbler's Knob doesn't mean that everybody else does. What that woman doesn't know is what that prostitute's name. The prostitute was known as the turkey, the prostitute that injured me.
All right, well, you've got a lot of personal issues about the Gobbler's Knob. You're going to be there, though, trying to keep families away, is that right?
Citizens Auxiliary Police will be in Punxsutawney. We're going to not keep families away. We're going to direct the children away.
You do not want children anywhere near Gobbler's Knob because of what you call the sexual connotation.
That is correct. It is unfortunate that families will not be allowed to see the groundhog together. What we suggest is the parents go and see the groundhog, and then they bring the groundhog to an area other than Gobbler's Knob. You don't want children around a Gobbler's Knob area.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are going to Punxsutawney, and they're going to try and direct children away from the groundhog exhibition because it's held at a place called Gobbler's Knob, which he says has sexual innuendo. Now, the lady just called and said it was about turkey shoots or something, and Jay doesn't deny that it probably has an innocent meaning. But in this day and age, it has sexual connotation and is sexualizing our children in some way. Now, he had an unfortunate incident with a prostitute who injured him. And so when he hears the name Gobbler's Knob, it frightens him. I don't think you take that and then apply it to our kids, though. That's just my opinion. That's this reporter's opinion. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we have the National Guard will be called out to protect Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, of all places where we have the Groundhog Day celebration because of a fear of terror attack. Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police force of people. You guys are going to Punxsutawney to direct children away from... This has nothing to do with terrorism, right?
No, all this has to do with, as far as Citizens Auxiliary Police is concerned, is the inappropriateness of having children at a place called Gobbler's Knob, which we think is a sexually charged term, even though we don't think the people in Punxsutawney had that in mind when they named it Gobbler's Knob.
It's sexually charged, even though the people that...
Even though they didn't intend it that way, I think in today's society, we're sexualizing our children, taking them over to the Gobbler's Knob.
All right, let me talk to Maureen on the Phil Hendry Show. Maureen, go ahead.
Hey, I just have a question for Mr. Stanford.
Okay, we take comments only. What is your comment?
My comment is that these children probably would not even notice that it was Gobbler's Knob. They're going to be so involved with the Punxsutawney.
But you know what I'm talking about.
You know,
but you know what I'm talking about.
How are you
going
to protect children against everything that has sexual connotations?
It's a good question.
That you infer have sexual connotations. Throughout their lifetime, they're going to have to choose.
Well, ma'am, I think you know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Why do we have to expose our children to it?
Well, I want to ask you, the children would probably not even pay a bit of attention. There's a place in Canada called Regina. What does that sound like? Are you never going to let your kids go there because it might sound like
it's
something
actually
like
pronounced,
that?
It's actually pronounced Regina, so if you...
Well, it is
if
not.
You,
if you look it
no,
up, you'll
it
see
is,
that it's not pronounced,
it is pronounced
Regina. That's
Regina.
How it's spelled, but that's not how it's pronounced.
Where is this?
It's in Saskatchewan, Phil. It's in Saskatchewan, Phil. It's called
but
Regina.
But it's so ridiculous.
But I mean,
you guys
mind,
are putting all these sexual connotations. Gobbler has to do with turkeys, and if you tell the kids that it had to do with the turkey had to like the woman who's from Pennsylvania.
You knew full well that Gobbler's Knob had to do with oral sex.
Oh, it does not. It does not. That's not why they named it.
Wait a minute.
Just because this guy was crazy enough to call up and say how scared he was because of something that happened to him, that's got nothing to do with the name of the city. And
what do you think
the
reaction
the
would be when a child comes back with a T-shirt that says, "I just gobbled knob"?
No, they're not going to. They're going to see that. I saw Punxsutawney Fair at Gobbler's Knob.
Are you saying that you want a child wearing a T-shirt like that?
Hey, I have 10 grandkids, and I raise four kids.
What you are doing is you should be ashamed. You can't answer the question.
I wouldn't care. If my kids came back and said, I said Punxsutawney Fair at Gobbler's Knob,
the T-shirts
that are inappropriate, don't let them buy the T-shirt.
The T-shirt says I gobbled knob, and it means I was at Gobbler's Knob.
Who made the T-shirt?
I beg your pardon?
Who made the stupid T-shirt?
Well, I don't know. There's all kinds of vendors on the street. They're going to be selling all kinds of T-shirts.
So don't buy them.
I would rather that a child not be exposed to knob gobbling or anything.
If a parent wants their kid to wear a T-shirt that says that, then that's up to their parents. You can't police everybody.
Yes, you can, ma'am. You cannot allow a child to be turned into a sex object. I would interfere with any parent that tried to do that to their child. I don't care who they are, and that would include you too, ma'am.
You know, you're overstepping there, Mr. Santos.
No, you're truly overstepping.
This is America. People have free will.
You are not allowed to abuse your child, Maureen, as much as they would like to think.
I've never abused my child or
well,
any
that's
of
what
my
you're advocating. That's what you're advocating.
You are advocating in your attitude.
That's what you're advocating.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying that she's advocating child abuse?
Because she's saying it's none of my business if a kid's wearing a T-shirt that says, "I just gobbled knob."
If it's your kid, it's your business.
No,
you
if it's your kid, it's my business.
All right. If Maureen's grandkid is what?
Kid that they can't wear
Jesus.
It.
Everybody quiet now. Can I say something?
Maureen, I think you're feeling a little guilty that you'd have your kid wearing a T-shirt that says, "I'm a knob gobbler."
I didn't say my kid would wear it.
You said that you would. You said it was none of my business.
I wouldn't have apoplexy because there's a place that's been named after turkeys.
Well, it's named after oral sex. And I bet you you're the kind of woman. You spent too much time in the old locker room in middle school.
That's where you got your opinion.
You would probably put on a T-shirt that says, "I gobbled knob."
I wouldn't buy it. But if you think that everybody has to wear it, has to buy it because somebody made it, well, that's stupid.
All right, so you're saying that's what the question is. Gobbler's Knob has to do with oral sex?
Absolutely.
But you're not.
How do you know?
Because I lived it in Pennsylvania.
You what?
I lived in Pennsylvania.
Well, man, why don't you get rid of the Time Life phone and call me up on when I can understand you? You lived in where?
I'm sorry, I'm talking to you.
All right, never mind.
Phil, one of the things that...
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Taking a kid to Gobbler's Knob, is that injuring the child? Does Jay Santos have a right to keep your kid away from Gobbler's Knob because it sounds like oral sex? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Sato, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are launching Operation Not With My Child. That's a very dramatic name. That's supposed to mean what?
I think the name says it all, Phil. You're not going to sexualize my child if I can help it. And that means we're going to keep away from Gobbler Knob. Gobbler's Knob, Phil, is...
Gobbler's Knob is the name of the place where the groundhog comes out.
And it also has sexual connotation. And
how do you know that it has sexual connotation? Other than the fact that you got oral sex from a prostitute who was wearing braces... And it causes you...
No, first of all, for you to minimize a trauma that I experienced, I think is wholly... I think it's just wrong. I'm
not minimizing the trauma that you experienced. I understand that you were physically scarred by a prostitute wearing braces when she was giving you oral sex. But just because you feel bad when you hear the term gobbler's knob doesn't mean that everybody else does.
I'm saying that most adults recognize gobbler's knob as being... Yeah, a little bit of sexual innuendo. You can see people snickering about that.
How do you know?
Because, Phil, we are... First thing we're going to do is we'll be in Punxsutawney. We'll be asking parents not to bring their child up to Gobbler's Knob. We also pass out questionnaires. Now, the question, one of them is, what comes to mind when I say Gobbler's Knob? And almost to a person, they say oral sex. That's a red flag.
And when did you conduct this?
This is a phone survey and a survey that we did with people in around Southern California.
When you say gobbler's knob, almost to a person, they say it's oral sex.
And that is a red flag. We then send a list of names to NAMBLA, which is an organization for man-boy love that we've been keeping an eye on, and say, here's another pervert for you. So, you see, Mr. Henry...
You're sending people's names to man-boy love association because when they hear the name gobbler's knob, they think of oral sex.
That is correct.
Well, guess who else thinks of oral sex?
That's only because I had an injurious experience. You see, Mr. Henry, gobbler's knob can have a negative connotation, a very negative. And I can tell you right now, the photographs that we will be passing out in Punxsutawney of my penis, it's not a funny sight.
All right, well, I can tell you that a movie, and I'm sorry that you got injured, all right, but a movie called Groundhog Day popularized Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and Gobbler's Knob. And
well, I know the movie you're talking about.
You know the one I'm talking about. It was Bill Murray?
Absolutely. The Bill Murray film, Groundhog Day, my understanding is a comedy. I am sure that if Mr. Murray saw my penis, he wouldn't find anything humorous about it. They say we live in a visual world. All these young boys need is one look at what could happen to them, and there's not going to be any field trip to Punxsutawney. So I think to see the other side of Groundhog Day is to see what happened to me at the hands, if you will, of a prostitute wearing braces.
Well, Jay, what we're talking about here is a prostitute wearing braces. You're not circumcised. Somehow, some kind of damage.
I can hear you laughing.
All right, I don't mean to laugh, okay, but...
Well, certainly you mean to laugh.
Well, it's funny to me to hear you say that you were physically scarred by a prostitute wearing braces in Mexico, which is pretty funny to think of a prostitute in Mexico wearing braces, but nonetheless. And now, because of that gobbler's knob...
It's scary. It's very scary.
And you're frightened by that.
I am very frightened by that, yes. And I'm simply trying to do what parents out there are reluctant to do. We live, Phil, in a society where parents more and more are victimizing their children or are completely reluctant to help their children. We also live in a society of parents who won't help another kid if it isn't their kid. Citizens Auxiliary Police doesn't believe in that. We believe that if we see a parent mistreating a child, we believe that if we see...
Yeah, but Jay, taking a kid to Gobbler's Knob doesn't mean that you're sexualizing him.
We don't know that. And we'd rather be safe than sorry.
So you think that you guys are just going to step right in between a kid and his parent?
No, we don't think we are going to step in between a parent and his child or her child if we feel that that child is being abused. Kids go to Gobbler's Knob, and the next thing you know, the parent, the kid is on the streets or somehow has become aware of some kind of sexual connotation that they shouldn't have been aware of. And we find that to be something that is absolutely intolerable. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell parents their kids don't get to go to Gobbler Knob.
What's it called?
Gobbler Knob.
Gobbler Knob? Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob. It's hard for me to say.
I know, because of the scarring on your penis.
That is correct.
You know, of all of the crazy things... Now, what is this?
That's all I have to say, sir. I'm checking out right now.
Wait a minute. I got a couple of more questions, okay?
No, what I... The only thing I can tell you is I'll go to Punxsutawney if I have to drop my pants at every street corner, in every alley, in every back alley.
Whatever.
I'm going to do it.
Any state are broken.
I'm going to Punxsutawney and I'm taking my pants off.
Swings into action.
People can see what happens.
Maybe call the state police.
If you go to Gobbler's Knob.
Militia, the Rangers.
Are the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories.
So people can see what happens if you go to Gobbler's Knob. Where was this prostitute that you met?
State law.
Well, it wasn't Gobbler's Knob. It was Ensenada, but...
Scarring because she wore braces.
This is Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Jay Santos in the preceding bit was performed by me, and the people that called in, they were people that thought Jay was a real guy who was physically disfigured by a prostitute wearing braces in Mexico because he's not circumcised, and that's why he doesn't want kids going to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and visiting Gobbler's Knob. Whatever. Okay, from yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley was on our program yesterday talking about the fact that she'd been stripped of her presidency because she believed that Martin Luther King's birthday should be changed, the name should be changed to Marty King Day. And because of the fact that she was the one who put in speed bumps at Western Estates, she saved thousands of children's lives, including little Catherine Hawthorne, who has, in Bobby's words, multiple dystrophy, is in a wheelchair, and Bobby slowed down just slow enough coming into the community one day to only clip the girl's wheelchair and send her spinning circularly for, 5 minutes instead of running her over. You'll hear of what happened in this clip, our flashback from yesterday. Thank you.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
How dare you slow down? Now let me talk. You've talked. How do you slow down for a speed bump? Look in the rearview mirror. Know you've knocked this child over. Her wheel is spinning. And then not stop to get out to check on the child. If the child has MD, is she supposed to get out of that wheelchair, pick up her wheelchair, and get back in it? If she did, she wouldn't have MD. Not only should you be stripped of the rights you have been stripped of, you need to be stripped of your driver's license. I'm surprised you don't even have a civil charge of hit and run on you, girl.
You're white, aren't you?
You have a nice day.
You're white, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That proves you don't care about Marty King's birthday. You just care about the girl.
I don't care about Martin Luther King. I'm more worried about this child that you said you've hit.
And if I renamed it Marty King's birthday, you would understand him better, wouldn't you?
No. I would not. His name is Martin Luther King, and I'm not calling for Martin Luther King.
You don't care about
Martin King? I'm calling because I'm upset over the child.
She's talking about the child.
I'm calling on a different subject.
She's talking about the kid.
No,
I'm calling about the kid that you said you hit.
The reason why you are is because you know nothing of Marty King.
I'm not calling for Martin Luther King, ma'am.
I know you're not.
I'm calling about the child you hit.
I know you're not.
The child you hit and did not get out to see if she was okay.
I know that you are
not. I'm not calling about Martin Luther King.
I know you're not because you don't know anything about him. And
no,
I'm more concerned about a children's life, a child's life, than I am about changing some man's name. Do you understand that?
If the child
must be a very unfit mother.
Let's talk about the child that you hit.
The only thing I care about is children.
If the child
I don't care
black,
who you call him, what you call him.
If the child was black, would you care?
I don't care if you call me a nickname.
If the child was black, would you care?
Yes, I would. I would stop and I would get out to make sure the child was okay. I don't care if she was black, green, red, yellow, Chinese, Japanese. I would get out and stop to make sure the child was okay.
And
how
what
dare
if that
you
child's
say
name...
I looked in my rearview mirror and she was okay, so I kept going?
And what would
how
you do?
Dare
if,
you?
What would you do if that child's name was Marty King?
How oh, will I you would... come on? If the child's name was Marty King, you looked in
he
your rearview mirror.
What the kid's
I'd like
answer the woman's question. I looked in my rearview mirror. I saw the wheelchair spinning around, but she was fine. She wasn't knocked over.
Out of respect for the child, you should have got out and said, are you okay, and help her with her wheelchair.
Joan, I am on the go. I'm the president of our homeowners association.
So am I, but if I hit a kid, I'm going to stop. I don't care if it's a meeting with the president,
well, what if you didn't
or
Bruce
or whatever you want to call him. I'd stop to make sure that child was okay. You are one unfit mother, and that woman ought to bring
well, what is she going to tell me? The child has multiple
you
dystrophy.
You have a great day,
she has
ma'am.
Multiple
and
dystrophy, and she can't
you,
say
and
anything.
I shall pray for you.
She had multiple dystrophy. She couldn't say anything, Phil.
Well, what do you mean she couldn't say anything?
I mean, if I had gotten out and I had said, are you all right, you know.
You would not be able to talk to her.
What?
You wouldn't be able to understand, blah, 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 blah.
Phil Henry.
Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, if you want other audio from our program. That's from yesterday, but we've got like hours and hours and hours and hours of that stuff. It's on the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. And I would click over to it right now, but right now I'm on the Buddy Lee Jeans website. So let me just get the hell off of that before something really bad happens to me. The Buddy Lee Jeans website I got on this morning, and I was doing the staring contest with Buddy Lee, that little doll with the Cupid doll with the weird eyes. And they had a live feed from Buddy Lee's apartment, and he's just staring into the camera. Forget it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you probably don't know what Gobbler's Knob means either. All right, now, you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and you get your backstage pass by clicking to the appropriate link. It's only $6.95 a month, and you can also get a 30-day member, or excuse me, a 6-month membership. The $6.95 is a 30-day. You can get a 6-month or a yearly membership, and that affords you access to all of the audio from our show, whether it's today's show, which we live stream or have on demand throughout the day, or it's a 30-day archive in case there was a show that you missed, or there was an hour of bits that you missed, or you know, some bit that somebody told you about was really cool. And we also have all of our audio archives, plus on sale right now on the Phil Henry Show website is the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001. In fact, I got it on there right now, man. You can hear that's what happens when you go to the page that allows you to win or allows you to purchase one of our CDs. And what all of that noise means, whether it's the sound of someone getting hit with a tennis racket or a sheep, it was simply, you know, from the fertile brain of Brian Glicklick, I got no idea. Anyway, you can go and get your Best of the Year 2001 CD. It's only $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And it helps My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And I think we've made around 5 G's so far since we started selling the 2001 last week. Thank you all for your contributions. And with that, let me just go ahead and give the sound of that freaking tennis racket so we can get out of this bit. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Chandra Levy is in the news. They haven't found her, but they're going to heat up the investigation again. Why? Because 9/11 was big, but not big enough to get us to forget her. A federal grand jury investigation into the disappearance of Chandra Levy has intensified in recent weeks. Gary Condit has hired another lawyer. The probe has expanded all over the place. It's a criminal case, and nobody cares. I think they're going to find out that no one cares. I think they're going to find out that we have had it with that story. We had it with that story before 9/11. The fact that Chandra Levy, this poor girl who's missing, yes, we ought to find her. Sure, there's a whole bunch of other... This thing being back of the news is almost obscene given what we've been dealing with for the last 3 months. I don't think anybody other than the New York Post, CNN, or anybody else is really all that fired up concentrating on where Chandra Levy is. God, man, what does it take? How about a nuclear bomb? What's it going to take to kill that story? We also didn't get the answer to our question yesterday. Which coach in the NFL has been at it the longest without winning a Super Bowl? We were just about ready to get the answer to that, and we went off the air. Because that guy called from Tampa, and he said, what do you think about Tony Dungy being fired? I said, well, he's a nice guy, a good coach, but that's the way it is. So the guy got to the playoffs 5 out of 6 years, whatever. And then I said, well, which coach has been at it the longest in the NFL? Which guy has had his job the longest and still hasn't won a Super Bowl? And I tried to rack my enfeebled brain to see if I could come up with a name, and it just came up sawdust. It came, moths flew from my ears. You might as well be going into my pockets looking for money, man. Just the moths and the lint. It's a record-setting poundage of lint in my wallet. You think I'm kidding? I got into my wallet the other day. There was nothing in it. I mean, no money. There was nothing. I said to my wife, what happened? She said, what are you asking me for? I said, well, somebody went into my wallet and took the money out. She said, maybe you didn't have any in there in the first place. I said, I could almost swear I had. Well, I guess I didn't. You ever do that? You ever open your wallet and there's no money in there, and then you thank God you got a credit card and you realize you're maxed out on that? Next thing you know, you're broke. Right when I got my credit straight, I went and I got as many credit cards as I could, because my credit was in the toilet for years, years and years. I mean, you can go to the pyramids in Egypt and find hieroglyphics that tell the tale of my credit. There's a mummy that knew me when. And talk about it just being trashed. So I hired one of those credit repair companies. And they had a guy that would get on the phone with me once a month and talk to me about the different people that I owed money to. And I would tell him. And then they wrote letters. And finally, they got it back together for me, right? And then, in order to establish credit even into an even more, more entrenched position, I went out and got all kinds of credit cards. I got all those cash-secured credit cards. I put down $100 there, $500 there, $1,000 there, and got tons and tons and tons and tons of credit cards. Now I got credit cards that I'm paying a monthly fee on that I would never use in a million years. It's the Craig Taylor Bank Visa. I got the Chris Pelton Bank MasterCard. I got the Janice Ngaro MasterCard. I got banks that wouldn't back me up on my best. I've had more credit cards get turned down, even though I pay the bill on the very nanosecond that it reaches my house. And I pay extra just to make sure that my limit is cool, right? I'm in Paris 2 years ago. What am I doing in Paris? I have no earthly... I can't give you any reason what I'm doing there, okay? I sure as hell couldn't afford to be there. So I whip out my Visa in some Parisian shop that my wife is buying some spaghetti strap top in, and the guy says, Monsieur, this is crap. I cannot take this. What are you, nuts? I can't take this. What happened? Well, they turned it down. Turned it down? What do you mean they turned it down? Yeah, sometimes if they see a charge come up that's unusual, like you buying a spaghetti strap top in Paris, they'll turn it down. I said, are you nuts? He said, no, I'm not nuts. Guess what they took? Good old American Express. So I went back to the hotel, and I called up this credit card company, which was a Visa card. And I said, what are you doing to me? Well, sir, Mr. Hendry, we can't do anything about it. It's just an automatic security check. What's the point of me having your card if I'm going to get turned down because you think me being in Paris is pretty weird? Frankly, it is. You're right. But, you know, just between you and me. I said, what are you doing over there? What do you mean? What business is it of yours what I'm doing? Well, I'm on vacation. I'm in an Al-Qaeda trading camp, okay, and I needed to get some pizza. So, anywho, I said all of that to say what? I went into my wallet one day, and I found nothing. Okay, here is Matt on the Phil Hendry Show. Matt?
Yeah, hey, Phil.
Hi.
It's got to be Dan Reeves with the Atlanta Falcons.
How many years have you been there?
Well, I'm just talking about a total coaching career.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, okay. I was thinking of like one team. Yeah, Dan Reeves. You know, he went from Denver to Atlanta, and he had a heart attack, but he's still there. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.